Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News. America's cheapest cities, the 10 places where you can live on less than $50K a year. Researchers calculated the most affordable cities in the U.S. of A by using the 50-30-20 ratio, in which half of a person's income comes with necessities, so 50% of that, 30% goes towards discretionary items, and 20% is for savings. Springfield, Missouri ranked number one on that in the nation. They say that you need a minimum of $33,000 to be comfortable in that state. That ain't too bad, thanks in part to a low median rent of $495 a month.
Jeez.
Could you imagine paying rent for $500 a month?
Amazing.
Oh, that's my good. Gosh. This show is moving immediately to a new location. That's pretty dope. Let's see here. Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're at, came in at number 10 with $40,726. And they say rent $775 a month. I could never find rent for $775. Maybe a one bedroom, but even that's tough, right? I mean, live.
Yeah, they're probably all considering one bedrooms only, not two.
Yeah, $775 for a one bedroom and just some roommates. Just cockroaches.
Yeah, is that what you're working with right
yeah,
now?
Okay.
Oh, it does say cockroaches included.
Yeah, I mean, these are not going to be state-of-the-art stainless steel appliances, you know, nice amenity apartments.
I don't even have a dishwasher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
What you're
you
going to get.
You got those hands of yours right there. Wash the dish. El Paso, San Antonio, Arlington, and Garland, Texas all were in the top 30 for, I guess, where you can live on a certain amount of money, less than whatever per year. Okay. I don't know how this happened, and I don't want to do more research into it, but a woman in Taiwan had four bees living in her eye. Let me repeat, bees living in her eye. The 29-year-old woman's eye was swollen shut. She was unbearable pain and could not stop tearing up. She went to a hospital, and when a doctor looked at her eyes through a microscope, he saw a small bee. He then pulled four alive, not dead,
stop.
Bees from her eyes.
Gosh, I'm going to throw up.
Have you ever heard of sweat bees?
Yeah.
Okay. These were sweat bees. The doctors say the sweat bees were feasting on the woman's tears.
That is so disgusting.
This is like out of a horror movie. Like, there's no way.
So scary.
It's like you pull your eyelid like...
I read that she thinks that they flew into her eye, or like one of them flew into her eye when she was at a gravesite too, visiting tombstones to make this story even creepier.
Gosh. Yikes.
No wonder everybody's calling her all bug-eyed. It makes sense now. Let's see here. Models hit Ultra Festival in Miami over the weekend. Have you heard of that, Alex? I've never heard of this before.
It's an EDM festival.
Okay, they were there over the weekend wearing trendy new duct tape bikinis.
Okay.
It's not what I thought, because I'm like, what, are they going with a traditional gray? These women obviously are models. They're beautiful, like, bodies. They're amazing. They look really cool. Like, it's really amazing design work. Did you actually look at it yet? I saw it on Instagram. Liv shared it with me. It's insane seeing, what they can do.
The tape is, like, metallic and, like, pretty colors and all in these, like, crazy shapes. Like, that has got to be so hurtful when you take it off the next day.
Here, Alex, if you haven't seen it, I'll try to move my screen around. Check that out.
How do you go to the bathroom?
I mean, it looks good, but yeah, you wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom because if you unstick it, it's going to be hard to get it back on.
Do you think you can go into the water with that?
Ew, no.
For a little bit, but the salt water is going to rip that thing right off.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, somebody on Instagram was asking, well, what do you do? Like, how do you tape your pirate part? What do you do when you got to pee? What do you do when you remove the tape?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, though, it's like a free Brazilian, so.
100%.
Kind of covers it. You know what? I remember how nervous I was when I went to prom with my friend Ashley, who eventually her now husband came and picked her up halfway through. Funny story, but that was kind of awkward being alone at prom halfway through the night. Anyways, I remember putting the corsage on her, and I was just like, oh man, don't mess this one up. What do you think about this? The latest accessory for prom season, they're calling it the croissant corsage.
Yes.
And it's a croissant instead of a flower.
Yes. Have you ever heard of Cheddar's? It's a restaurant chain.
Yeah.
Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen is now selling the croissant corsage. It includes a real honey butter croissant attached to a floral wristband, and you can choose the color of the roses that surround the tasty pastry.
100%. Yes, yes, yes. I love Cheddar's. They have the best chicken pot pie. I really like that restaurant.
But would you want to eat the croissant if there were like flowers on it?
Well, you don't eat the flowers, you eat around it.
Oh.
I feel like you, out of anybody,
just decorating the outside.
I feel like anybody on the show, like Liv, would eat the flowers because there's some health benefits to it.
Yeah, I think I would eat the flowers before I ate the croissant.
Flowers are gluten-free.
Yeah, croissants are not.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I know we got to boogie down, but I got to go to the bathroom. And the final story today, I'm not laughing like at people's misfortune, but this is just to show you people that are social media influencers, quote unquote, how funny this is to me. This girl, I've never heard of her. Have you heard of Jessie Taylor? She's 21 years old.
No.
Okay. Well, she has like 113,000 followers, and trolls were like flagging her account, like just messing with her, and her account got deleted. So I don't know if she really posted something that was illegal for Instagram, but it got deleted, and she lost her ever-loving mind. This was posted on YouTube. Listen, this isn't funny.
Hey, guys. So, like, I'm in the middle of editing, and my Instagram account got deleted, and I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can. And I don't know why it's not working out for me. I've been all late because of this. I've been all late because I want to be on Instagram. And I'm randomly just recording this to put this in the video.
Okay. I mean, it gets worse. I mean, she's like the snot dripping down, kind of a cry. You ever have that? You're like, oh, boogers.
I make all of my money online. All of it. And I don't want to lose that. And I know people like to see me be down and be like them and be like the 90%ers, the people that work 9 to 5.
Okay, now I don't think this is going well. I don't think this is going well. Where's she going to take it?
That is not me. I am in LA to not be like that. I've worked so hard to get to where I'm at. And for that to get taken from me is the worst feeling in the world.
Okay, well, you don't have my pity, because I'm one of the 90%ers that has to bust my butt doing this job. My point is, though, I go to work every day and put in my time.
But we don't do 9 to 5, so...
We do
a
lot of hours.
I would also cry if I had to do a 9 to 5.
I think I cried that hard at my grandma's funeral, but, like, that's about it.
I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that makes sense from what I've heard. Okay, that's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Rest in peace, Grandma.